Home prices are about to drop and drop hard in the cities I'm going to cover in this video. And if you're a potential home buyer, investor, or someone who owns a house in these cities, you better be careful because values are going to drop by a lot over the next 12 months. And what I'm going to do for you all in this video is actually show you the data behind why prices are dropping in these markets. And I'm going to give you actual forecasts on how much they're gonna drop over the next 12 months. Starting with Dallas, Texas at number 10, everyone. Dallas, Texas is a 33 out of 100 on the ReVenture price score, which corresponds to approximately -6% forecasted prices over the next year. The reason that we're forecasting declining prices in Dallas is due to a massive spike in inventory. There's now 24,000 homes on the market in DFW. That's the highest level going back to the last housing crash, and it's about 50% above the long-term average. Now, there's a lot of people in Texas who are refusing to admit that the housing market is declining. A lot of realtors and mortgage brokers are in Texas saying that people should still buy homes right now. However, the data is clear, everyone. Prices are already dropping, and they will continue to drop into the future. Now, you're gonna have to bear with me a second on this list, everyone, because the next two markets are also in Texas. I promise. It's not just Texas markets where prices are going to drop. There's other cities, other states where prices are going to drop. But we can see number 9 is San Antonio. Number 8 is Austin. Actually, all three of these Texas markets have the same price forecast score of 33 out of 100, which is well below average. Again, that's around -6, -6.5% forecasted price growth. You can see over the last year, prices are already down anywhere from 0.5% to 3.5%. They're going to continue to drop. And there's really three data points that you need to look at as a buyer or investor to understand the future direction of your market. And if you look at these three data points, you're gonna know if values are gonna drop or they're gonna go up over the next 12 months. And these three data points are inventory, price cut rate, and days on market. Inventory is how many homes are for sale. Price cut rate is the percentage of sellers reducing the price, and days on the market is how long the homes are sitting for. And if you basically see all three of those data points vault up above the long-term norm, that's telling you it's a buyer's market where there's downward price pressure. And before we get into the rest of this list, cities number 7, 6, and 5, where prices are going to drop, I just want to take the time to show you guys that data. There's a lot of people out there who still don't believe that prices are dropping and they're going to drop in the future, but the data is clear in the face for you all out there that in these cities and states, values are going to drop. It's going to become more affordable for you as a buyer. Now, let's look at the rest of this list. We talked about Dallas, San Antonio, and Austin. What about Northport, Sarasota, Florida at number 7, a 32 out of 100? Now, prices in Northport are already down 6.2% year-over-year. So this is Manatee County, Sarasota County, Florida. Already have big declines in prices. We're going to continue to see those prices decline over the next year with this ReVenture score. Additionally, reveal number 6, Palm Bay, Florida, a 31 out of 100. Palm Bay is on the eastern coast of Florida. Also includes Melbourne and Titusville in its metro area. This is one of the lowest scoring metros in America. You can see basically all of Florida is going to have downward prices this year, folks. Florida is just getting smacked. Florida is just getting hit by a wall of inventory. There's so many homes for sale right now. There's so much supply that the supply is just vastly outpacing demand, which is why values are down all across the state already. You can see home value growth year-over-year in Florida. It's down heaviest on the western coast, but pretty much every metro, with the exception of Gainesville, Tallahassee, and Miami, is already down year-over-year. But even these metros are going to be down year-over-year soon. Now, if we go back to this list, we can see number 5 here. The number 5 market where we think prices are going to drop is Killeen, Texas. Now, Killeen is the fourth Texas market on this list. This is a military town, also right next to Waco. The prices here boomed during the pandemic, but now there's a massive surge in inventory, and we're at a 28 out of 100 on the ReVenture forecast. Oh, you can see this forecast just keeps plummeting, a 28 out of 100 on our price score cheat sheet is forecasting values dropping by more than 7% in Killeen. And actually over the next 12 months. This is a 12-month forecast. This would be through March 2026. Back to this list, we can see number 4 is Lakeland, Florida. So Lakeland is a 27 out of 100. Prices in Lakeland are already down 1.8% over the last year. But what I want to show you folks in Lakeland is just how amazing the wall of inventory is. Like, when I say wall of inventory, you folks aren't going to believe How many homes are on the market for sale? So in Lakeland, Polk County, Florida, in Central Florida, there's 5,100 homes on the market. Now, you can see Tampa, there's 18,000 homes on the market. So there's way less homes on the market in Lakeland than Tampa, but you have to adjust for the size of the population. And when we open up the historical graph, you can see this 5,200 homes on the market in Lakeland is double the long-term average for March. So again, like, I want you folks to think about this. Like, where are home prices going to go in the future? Well, when you see inventory doing this and going up like a hockey stick to a level that we just have never seen before in a market, that's telling you there's downward price pressure. Now, before getting into the top three markets where the data is forecasting that prices are going to go down, I want to talk about some other cities and states that didn't make the top 10, but that where I think prices are going to drop in 2025. Because the one thing we're seeing now in the housing market this spring is that what started in Texas and Florida last year in terms of higher supply and lower prices is now spreading to other states. Other states in the Southeast US and the Mountain West US are now also getting hit with a wall of inventory. And right now I'm going to do a little rapid fire round and just run through the map of the US, showing you some other locations where prices are probably going to drop. One area I actually want to focus on right now is Las Vegas, Nevada, because Vegas is an interesting market. Only a year ago, it was pretty tight. There wasn't much inventory. In fact, values in Las Vegas are actually up 4.9% over the last year, according to data on Reventure app. However, there's now 7,900 homes for sale on the market. So a year ago, there was only 4,700. Now there's 7,900 homes for sale on the market in Vegas. That's the second highest level for March, going back 9 years, indicating that we've now flipped into a downward forecast in Vegas. And let me show you this. This is what's kind of really interesting. Vegas was a 72 out of 100 in March 2022, indicating seller's market. Then it bottomed to a 36 out of 100 and prices dropped. Then it recovered to a 54 a year ago. So at Reventure app, we actually forecast the increase in prices we've seen in Vegas over the last year, but now we're down to a 45. Now, a 45 is only minus 0.3%. So we're going to slow from 5% appreciation in Vegas to flat appreciation over the next year, but we can see that this forecast on a monthly basis is plummeting and plummeting fast due to the excess supply hitting the market. So don't be surprised if prices by the end of the year in Vegas are firmly in negative territory. Now, where else do we have downward forecasts? Utah, everyone. I'm seeing downward price trajectories all throughout Utah, Ogden, Salt Lake, Provo. If we head up to Idaho, quite a few metros in Idaho have downward forecasts. And if we head up to the Pac Northwest, we're starting to see some big weakness develop in the Pac Northwest. It was a tight housing market again a year ago, but like in Seattle, we are now up to, look at this, everyone, 5,200 homes for sale in March. Only one other year in the last 9 years did we come even close to this level of inventory. If you look at the price growth in Seattle, we still are at plus 5% year over year, kind of like Vegas. You'll still see the year-over-year figures look higher in Seattle, but on a monthly basis, the price growth is really slowing and will start to tilt negative by the summer. Now, if we zoom back out on this map, where do we see the blue? Because the blue is where we have our heaviest downward forecasts on the Reventure price score. And you know, we talked about Florida, we talked about Texas, we talked about Utah, we talked about Vegas. We're also going to see some downward price pressure in Phoenix. Inventory in Phoenix is really skyrocketing right now. But let's look at Tennessee. In Tennessee, everyone, we are starting to see a lot of blue. Nashville is starting to get hit by a wall of inventory. Clarksville is starting to get hit by a wall of inventory. Our scores are now below 40 in Nashville and Clarksville, and are also trending down in Memphis and even in Knoxville, which was a really strong market. Knoxville a year ago was at a 54. We're now down to a 44. So we're starting to see some weakness in Tennessee. We're also starting to see some weakness in Georgia and North Carolina. I don't think we're going to see a crash in North Carolina or Georgia this year, but we could see minus 2, minus 3% in Atlanta and Charlotte. And what's really exciting about this Reventure price score is it has proven very accurate at predicting the future direction of home prices over the last several years. In fact, we ran the numbers and found that from 2023 to 2024, the Reventure price score predicted future price growth with a 74% correlation coefficient for metros in America with a population over 100,000 people. You can see the results of this analysis on this graph. Basically, in 2023, the lower that a metro had a score, the more that prices dropped into 2024, and vice versa. The higher the score, the more that prices went up. And that's the other good thing about this Reventure score is you can use it not only to see and find markets where values are going to drop, you can use it to find areas where prices are still buoyant and where they're still going to increase into the future. Because there are a lot of parts of the US housing market which are still tight and where there's still bidding wars and where prices are still going to go up. You're going to want to know, are prices going to go up or down in your zip code and neighborhood after you buy a house? And just to show you kind of the huge variation that does exist in different markets in America right now, I want to pull up Los Angeles, California, everyone, because California's housing market is really interesting. And I just want to show you, like, when we zoom out on the LA Metro, which includes LA County and Orange County, look at the differences. In LA County, we at ReVenture have heavy downward forecasts. You see this blue in LA County. This means scores anywhere of like 28, 30, 31, 42. We're predicting prices to drop. And in fact, prices are already dropping in quite a few of these areas in LA. You could see in Beverly Hills, prices are down 8% year over year already. In Venice Beach, they're down 6%. In downtown LA, they're down 4%. And in these other markets to the south, they're basically flat. Well, we think they're going to flip into downward price trajectory over the next 12 months. However, if you were to go down to Orange County and you go to Irvine, or you would go to Newport Beach, or you were to go to Tustin, or you were to go to Mission Viejo, we still have upward forecasts. Like, we have a 57 here in Mission Viejo, a 57 out of 100, indicating a seller's market. If we look at our cheat sheet for how much that's going to be in terms of price growth in the future, that's going to be between like 4 and 6.5% growth. A 57 is probably more like 5% appreciation, is what we're predicting in certain parts of Orange County. And so that highlights the importance of paying attention to your local market and the inventory trends, the price cut trends, and the DOM, because those are telling you in real time what is happening and where the market's going to go in the future. Now, folks, let's get to the rest of this top 10 list. Our number three market where ReVenture is forecasting the prices are going to go down the most this year is Colorado Springs. This is an interesting one. Military town to the south of Denver is a 27 out of 100, which is equivalent to around minus 7, minus 8% forecasted prices. You can see over the last year, Colorado Springs is up only 0.5%. So the appreciation has already slowed to nothing in Colorado Springs, and we think it's going to dip negative. And if we zoom in here on Colorado, everyone, take a look at this. Colorado Springs is now a 27 out of 100. Now, a year ago, it was a 42 out of 100. So a year ago, we were showing that the market in Colorado Springs had slowed a lot. And a 42 is around a projection of minus 1.5%. In actuality, it grew about 0.5%. So we were a little off on our projection for Colorado Springs, but we were right in the fact that the market was going to slow. But what you got to watch out for is this big downward movement, right? We went from a 42 a year ago to a 28 today. And again, this is based on the trends in recent appreciation, days on market, mortgage rates, inventory, and price cuts. You can see Colorado Springs has a zero inventory score. What a zero inventory score means is that there's so many homes for sale that, like, sellers are just competing with each other and just can't sell their houses. That's what the zero inventory score means. You could see it represented here visually on the graph. Inventory is just double the long-term average. Now, our number two market where we're forecasting prices to drop the most in 2025 is an interesting one, everyone. It's actually Denver. And this is fascinating. Denver has vaulted from being a market that was just kind of slowing to one where the inventory is just like going nuts. There's now 8,500 homes for sale in Denver. Long-term average is 4,400. To give you a perspective on this, there's now a 91% inventory surplus in Denver, meaning inventory is 90% more than the long-term average. If you go to Florida, like, that's way higher than any of the markets in Florida in terms of excess inventory. Tampa's at 61% surplus. Orlando's at 70% surplus. Denver's at 90. So this just gives you a perspective of how much supply there is now in Denver. Meanwhile, prices in Denver are up 0.5% year over year, but are now officially going down on a month-over-month basis and will go down by a lot more in 2025. And before I reveal the number one market where ReVenture app forecasts the biggest decline in prices in 2025, I want to explain how all of you out there can access these price forecasts for yourself so you can make a more informed decision about where and when to buy a house and ultimately know if prices are going to drop in your neighborhood and by how much. You can access all that data by going to www.reventure.app and hitting home price forecast. We have this home price forecast for almost every major metro in America. as well as most zip codes in America. So you can see the differences in neighborhood. Again, it's a forecast from 0 to 100. 50 is average. The further it is below 50, the more that's indicative of declining prices. The further it is above 50, the more indicative it is of rising prices. You can see our historical forecast in graph form as well. And here's the cheat sheet once again for how these forecasts correspond to estimated price growth over the next year. 50 is average. That corresponds to around 2% appreciation, just basic baseline inflation, keeping up with property taxes and insurance. The more the score goes below 50, the more the prices are likely to drop. The more it goes above 50, the more the prices are going to go up into the future. You can access that price forecast for your city and zip code under a premium plan on Reventure app at a cost of $39 a month or $399 a year. I've actually been encouraging a lot of people lately to sign up for that annual plan because it gets you a 15% discount on the average monthly rate and allows you to track this data month by month. Because, folks, you can actually go to the graph and change to monthly view. So you can see each month how the forecast is changing and how it's evolving. And in this case, if you see it continuing to go down, that's ultimately good news for you as a buyer. It means more of a buyer's market. So head to www.reventure.app right now and sign up for that annual premium plan. And oh yeah, our number one city where prices are going to drop is Cape Coral, Florida. 26 out of 100 on the Reventure forecast. That corresponds to around minus 9, minus 10% over the next year. It's already down by 7% over the last year. Be careful if you're a buyer in Western Florida.